USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new White House coronavirus response coordinator is confident that the United States can get through the BA2 case surge.
Let's see where the next few months go. I'm concerned. I want to watch those numbers. But at this point, I remain confident that we're going to get through this without disruption.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Dr. Ajit Jha noted that COVID-related hospitalizations are at their lowest levels of the pandemic. However, he stressed that health officials will continue to watch the numbers in case hospitalizations and death rates increase. Gas prices are remaining steady this weekend. AAA reporting Saturday's nationwide average for a gallon of regular cost $4.12 a gallon. This time last year, it cost $2.88 for a gallon of regular. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
There's an update regarding a man who set himself on fire in front of the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday.
A Colorado man who set himself on fire Friday evening in front of the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington has died. D.C. Metropolitan Police identified the man as 50-year-old Wynn Bruce. He was airlifted to a local hospital where he later succumbed to his injuries. It's not known why the man had set himself on fire. There was no further comment offered by Metropolitan Police. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Parts of New Mexico are under a state of emergency as raging wildfires force thousands to evacuate. Two wildfires east of Santa Fe have destroyed over 200 buildings, and a fire west of Tahoe has doubled in size to become the largest currently burning in the United States. New Mexico's governor telling reporters that New Mexico has 20 active fires driven by hurricane-force winds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be a dangerous one for everyone involved.
A Texas National Guard soldier is presumed dead after attempting to rescue two illegal immigrants in distress from the Rio Grande River along the border of Mexico. A Texas Army National Guard soldier assigned to Operation Lone Star has gone missing after trying to save illegal immigrants from drowning on Friday in Eagle Pass, Texas. As of Sunday morning, a woman's body has been discovered. The soldier has not. Body armor and a radio were found near the point where he entered the water. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With the 2022 tax season coming to an end last Monday, taxpayers can expect more delays in getting their refunds as the IRS deals with a massive backlog of filings, staff shortages, funding, and a computer system that's 25 years old. IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig promised lawmakers that the backlog will be processed by the end of the year, but Democratic Congresswoman from California, Katie Porter, says that's unacceptable.
Many taxpayers waited 10 months or more for their refunds. Families need their tax refunds to pay their rent. Small business owners need their refunds to keep their doors open. It is their money, and the government should promptly return it to them.
Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you get your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.